It's showtime, folks. Welcome in. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Tuesday. He is Big Joe Dubin back in the saddle. Chase McCabe with you. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos with a fresh haircut. Looking good back there. What's up, JoJo?
60 hours out, man. 60 hours out, roughly. Maybe it'll be less than that.
What's 60 hours?
57. Out? With the draft.
Like draft beer or
that's it. Yeah, man. For the draft Thursday.
Yes, looking forward to that. We'll be at Twin Peaks in Madison. It will and then on Boom Boz in East Nashville on Friday. So a lot going on with that. And finally we will have some answers and won't have to speculate and do mock drafts and simulations and all that anymore.
I still hope chaos on Thursday night. I still hope somebody comes up to them in the 11th hour and says, "We'll give you this, this, this," and they're like, "You know what? We can't turn this down." And it's the Miami Dolphins, and they give everything for Travis Hunter. For some reason, that's stuck in my mind that the Dolphins are going to do this. I don't know why. I've got no – they're not going to do it.
But so you haven't read Ian Rappaport's tweet today?
I have not.
Okay. Well, he says, after months of speculation, the consensus around the league is the Titans will stay at number one and pick rather than trade. Sources say, no surprise, decision made. There was real trade interest, but as one team said, they never opened the door. All eyes are on Cam Ward.
Okay. So I read somewhere that said Cam Ward would have been the seventh best quarterback in the 2024 draft.
Probably.
But I'm not paying for the link to read that. So I was reading that like, man, do you okay? All right, if that's who you got to go, when you draft him Thursday night, go all in. He's your guy.
Mm-hmm.
Build around him. Start him day one. Go from there. That's it.
I 100% agree. I mean, you're going to – I mean, when you do it, you have to own it.
Yep.
And I think they will. I mean, I definitely think they will. Teron Davenport sat in for you yesterday, and so we spent the entire show basically talking about, you know, different position groups and scenarios and things. I think the big thing that is on everyone's mind isn't going to be, you know, do you trade out of one? It's do you potentially trade out of 35 and try and turn that into more picks?
Well, now people know what you want. So they're going to say, all right, yeah, give us this and give us that. They control the narrative right now.
Sure.
They control the number one pick. So now they can field everything else. Now at 35, you're the seller, basically. It's like, so what can I get from somebody?
Well, and if you look at different mock drafts, you know, there could be a run on, you know, quarterbacks around 35 in the second round. And so if you find a team that is desperate to get the quarterback, then you might find a dance partner and be able to get something out of it. Because I've done a few simulations that, you know, I don't want to move too far out of 35 because, you know, there's been a receiver or an edge rusher at that pick. And if there is a good, really good receiver or edge rusher at 35, that's obviously something the Titans need.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to move too far away from it. But if I can make a move and get a third round pick out of it, then I would do that. One simulation I ran on Friday was trading 35 and 103 to the Jets for 42 and 73.
Okay.
And so that gives me a second and a third round pick. And then I was able to actually take 42 and trade up to 30, back to 37.
Look at you wheeling and dealing.
So I felt good about it.
Well, who'd you
get? End of the day, I don't remember. I just remember doing the trade,
getting it done.
Yeah.
I don't know. I look again. We've talked about this. I want the chaos Thursday night. I want all kind of trades and things that go on. But the one simulated draft I go back to was the one where they got the edge rusher out of Georgia. And I forget his name. And when you do this trade with the Dolphins, and somehow you could finagle it and get Pierce from Tennessee. So you got these two edge rushers immediately. And I know you need a quarterback. I get all that. But, my God, can you imagine starting the season next year and you got Sweat and Simmons inside and Pierce and the guy from Georgia on the outside? I mean, that's – you've gone young right there with those two guys and Sweat from last year. I don't know. I feel a lot better about this football team instead of throwing Cam Ward out there game one.
No, I mean, look, if you can address the defense, I mean, you're going to have to accept that Cam Ward's going to be on but or be you know, with the team. But – if you can address the defense and really shore that up, then we all know the old saying, defense wins championships. So, I mean, it's certainly something that you should do. The thing, the wrench that's kind of been thrown in things now is, you know, is potentially what happens with L'Jarius Sneed. You know, do you now have to address corner with Sneed, or, you know, because you don't know if you're going to have him or not?
You have to address that last year when he barely played. Everything's going on. Hey, we got a mystery guest in the studio today pressing buttons over here.
It's you plugging your computer.
Is that what it was? Or my big fat hand that fell on the open mic there? I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. But again, if it's Cam Ward's your guy, then game one. And I hope game one is against Vrabel. I really do. I hope game one, Titans take on the Patriots. And Vrabel is going to throw 11 guys at him every single time.
Well,
I would love to see that game. Titans and Patriots game one. It's here, right? I think it's here.
Yes, I think so. I think we didn't we say at one time, basically week two, the premiere of Thursday Night Football?
That was the go. I'll take that too. Yeah,
that's what I think. I think week one is going to be. Now they may put him at home. You know, the NFL is usually pretty good about that. That they'll put the rookie, especially the number one overall pick, they'll put him at home. So, Titans at home. It could be. It could definitely be the Patriots.
I'd love it. I'd love it just to see him come back.
How about
here?
This? Monday Night Football in Nashville, week one. Patriots, Titans.
They're not. What? They're not going to waste.
Number one overall pick.
They're not going to win.
Number one overall pick.
Terrible team versus a terrible team.
But number one overall pick.
Outside.
They love that.
Outside Nashville, nobody cares. Outside Nashville, nobody cares. Some purists have done
that stuff before, though.
Well, I know it, but you're not wasting your opening Monday night game. We have two of them, actually, on an awful franchise taking on an awful franchise, at this moment, franchise. But I'd love to see it. I mean, I'd love to see that. That'd be great to see that and see how Vrabel comes out because, you know, Vrabel wants to go 1-16, and that's beating the Titans.
All right, so here are the home opponents. Outside of the division – Chargers, Chiefs, Patriots, Rams, Saints, Seahawks.
It's a pretty good home schedule.
And then you're on the road in the division, Arizona, Denver, Cleveland, San Francisco, Las Vegas.
They're doing the 2017 schedule where they go out west? Yeah.
Yeah.
Arizona, San Francisco back-to-back and be gone for 2 weeks, whatever.
Probably.
It is.
I mean, I would think they would do that.
Mahomes versus Ward, I mean, that'd be great, but I don't know. Whatever it is, I want to see Cam Ward behind center game one.
All right. Hang on. What if the NFL said Monday Night Football, Chiefs, Titans?
In a heartbeat.
That I could totally see.
Yeah. Because they do two, right? Don't they do like a Midwest, East Coast game?
Not always. Sometimes they do that later.
And they go out west?
Yeah, sometimes they do that like in the later weeks. It just depends on what they want to do. But I'd be curious of that. I don't think it'd be Sunday night. But again, it's the Chiefs. If you're featuring the Chiefs, then you might consider it.
That'd be fun. I would take
Mahomes off the hangover of just getting embarrassed in the Super Bowl. Number one overall pick. Now you got something.
Yeah.
The words of Pat Ryan. He's got something.
Where's old Pat?
I don't know. I guess he's done now.
Oh, Mike booted him out of the booth. Tossed him out. Neyland Stadium press box.
We've done this once. We're not doing this again.
I got something all right. You hitting the bleacher below.
Be a man.
Hey, you're not the guy, pal.
You hit that guy, pal. I have a request for another drop that I need readily available whenever we have it. Or whenever we need it. Look it up. It's this guy at a wrestling convention, and he's in tears, and he goes, "It's still real to me, damn it." I need that one.
That's an old one, right?
It's an old one. But like, the funniest part of the whole thing is one of the wrestlers goes, "Easy now."
That's probably a top 10 clip of all time.
I mean, he is impassioned.
So we got to do that when you take Cam Ward. I mean, that's the drop of, like, Cam Ward. It's real to me, man.
I need to get it set up where you and I have. Like, not that Dr. Crane doesn't do a great job.
No, I don't need that. You wouldn't get a word in for 2 hours. I'd be pressing, and I'd find a way to get into DVD.
I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it. I mean... Thank you.
Take it easy, man.
Y'all awesome.
You know what's great about that? If you ever see the clip, it's in a high school gym.
Yeah, that's the best part.
There's like 33 people on the bleachers scattered about, and the guy's doing that. It's classic, man. Classic Peg.
615-737-1025. That is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Big Joe Dubin, I have a scenario for you that I'm going
to. Does this require me taking my shirt off? Because I'm in.
No, well, not necessarily. It could. Okay. Actually, it very well could comes to fruition with this certain player.
Okay.
I saw on Twitter last night that a certain player, the contract negotiations with his current team aren't going well, and so the two-tone blue have been mentioned as a dream scenario for him. So what would you give up to get this player? I will tell you.
Wait,
who that is.
Don't tell me who it is, but this guy says coming here is a dream scenario?
Yes.
Was it Freddy Krueger? Is he having a night? Who wants to come here?
I will tell you
who. All right.
Coming up next, it's Chasing Big Joe here on a Tuesday, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chasing Big Joe on this Tuesday, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Tune in to The Fan tonight. That's 94.9 on your radio dial. Nashville Sounds and the Durham Bulls. Former team of?
The Braves.
No, former team of David what? Price. David Price once played for the Durham Bulls.
I thought you, and so did Nuke LaLoosh.
Is that Bull Durham?
It is Bull Durham.
Thank
you.
At First Horizon Park, pregame is 6:20, first pitch 6:35. Sounds Baseball is presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. We're back here. I just threw out the scenario. And I even tweeted it out who the player was, but I haven't told you yet.
All right, I'm not looking.
So last night, our man Rick sent me a tweet from NFL Rumors. Now, I don't know how – I mean, I follow this account. I know they tweet a lot of accurate stuff, so I'm going to roll with it. But it says 49ers star tight end George Kittle is far apart on contract talks with the team – and is unlikely to report to the offseason program. The Titans reportedly would be a dream scenario for Kittle with a home in Tennessee if the team would ever move him.
What in the world? I was not expecting that. And maybe George Kittle's listening today as he goes.
Lives here. We see him at Preds games all the time. He was one of the last games last week with
Brock Purdy.
Yeah,
you know what?
His parents moved here too.
Right.
I think they were, wasn't his dad coaching at Lipscomb when your friend was here?
Yeah, that's right. Here's what I like about Kittle. In Iowa, he caught very few passes. He loves to block.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to block, and he's a team first guy. And look, if you're far apart on money, that happens all the time. That does not mean you don't love your teammates. And he loves his teammates. I'd be all on board with that.
I would do this in a heartbeat.
Oh, well, I'd
and look at it like this: if you can work a deal for him, you know, pre-draft, that would be ideal, because you've essentially taken care of a position of need.
Yeah,
and you could ride with Kittle, Okonkwo, and Josh Wiley as your tight end group.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd be good with that at that point.
Yeah.
Now, Kittle's older, so I mean you're going to get a couple years out of him, and I'll give Ricky credit because he says this all the time. What is a rookie quarterback's best friend?
The safety valve. Yeah.
The tight end.
A guy he can depend on. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have Kittle, who, like you said, can block, can catch, can do all the things, as that safety valve for Cam Ward, I love that.
Who, and this is a question that the listeners I like it too, can weigh in on. Of all the tight ends and quarterback combos, you know who comes to mind first for me? Dallas Clark.
That's a great one.
That's, to me, that was the most reliable, dependable tight end that I could recall. Mariota and Delanie Walker were good.
They were.
They weren't elite like Clark and Manning were, but yeah, I'm now racking my quarterbacks throughout who've had that tie. Montana had Brent Jones.
Romo and Witten were pretty good.
Who did Aikman have? The guy from Wyoming, Novacek.
Yeah, Novacek.
Yeah, I like this. So I think Kittle would be great.
Romo and Witten were great though.
Who'd Romo have?
Witten, Jason Witten.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Gotta get paid 18 years in the league.
Yeah. I mean, Kellen Winslow was really good.
We're leaving the most obvious out.
Frank.
No.
Who?
No, Frank. No, Frank and Steve are good. No, Mahomes and Kelsey.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's the one. But, yeah, that's in a heartbeat.
What about Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates?
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Gates made the Hall of Fame.
But, I mean, like you look at – and, again, Ricky and I basically did this segment ourselves last night, so, you know, I'm just kind of repeating this.
Right.
But Zach Ertz, I mean, you look at him last year with Daniels. He made Ertz look like an all-pro.
Maybe I should do this show with Ricky.
Probably be better. Brady and Gronk, obviously.
Oh, my God, this is fun. I mean, yeah, you go down for Super Bowl teams to have all that. Like, who?
Okay, that's a really
– he didn't really have a tight end. He had Hines Ward save his butt.
I mean, and he had –
there are exceptions.
He had Bettis, too, that was kind of – could kind of be that –
Yeah, I mean, not every Super Bowl winning quarterback's going to have, like, Rodgers in 2010, he didn't have, like a go-to tight end in the vein of a Clark or Kelsey.
But I'm curious now, like, looking at the last few Super Bowl, okay, so the Eagles, I mean, did Hurts really have?
Not really.
I mean, who's their?
Dallas Goddard.
Yeah, Goddard. Yeah,
and then
I mean,
you had
okay.
Zach Ertz on the back end of it, but
yeah,
this not standing out like
all
that.
All right, Chiefs, Mahomes, Kelsey, the Rams. Not really. I mean, Bryce and Hopkins played.
Did well. Did that, really well in the Super game. Bowl. That's right. After Higbee got hurt.
Higbee was there. He was good. Tampa was Brady and Gronk. Chiefs. Now here's what. Now you got to run here. Brady and Gronk with Tampa. Kelsey and Mahomes with Kansas City. Brady and Gronk with New England in 19. The Eagles. Now, who was the there was the tight end that threw the Philly special, right?
Trey.
Was that Trey? Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't put that in that category. Brady, Gronk.
Trey Burton.
Trey Burton. Yeah.
Did Peyton have one in Denver?
No.
Not really.
Not that it stands
out. Not like
out
Dallas
to me.
Clark.
Right.
Seattle.
Nope.
No.
Everyone.
Baltimore and 13?
Well, yeah, I'm going to 12 season. 13 was when the Super Bowl was played, but it's the 12 season.
Yeah, the 12 season.
No, Flacco didn't really have anybody.
I mean, because Andrews is another one that, like, if things aren't going, you know, if there could be – he could be exiting Baltimore. So if Mark Andrews is available, I would take him too.
Are they still mad at him for dropping the pass that was thrown at his feet?
Probably.
Okay.
But, I mean, I would take Mark Andrews.
Absolutely.
I think if you're going to go veteran at any position to help the quarterback, other than the offensive line, tight end is where I would go. I would prefer a veteran option.
Because there's some of those mocks. I see Tyler Warren dropping down or the tight end from Oregon. That happens. You get Kittle in here. Now you got me disappointed they don't get George Kittle.
Our resident Giants fan has weighed in.
Oh, no.
Sims and Bavaro, best ever.
Pretty good. We're not there yet. Sean, give us a little time. We're slow. We take our time going back.
Did Eli have one?
Not
really.
Not in 7 or 11. He did not.
Jeremy Shockey from Ian Safar back here.
Oh, Shockey was great. Oh, yeah. No, wait, was he?
Shockey and Kerry Collins.
Yeah, Shockey.
Had a combo in the early 2000s.
But Shockey did play with Eli for a little bit, I think. And then he went to New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't he with the Saints?
He didn't play much, though, with Breeze in 09. Yeah, yeah, he was on that team.
Because then Jimmy Graham overlapped.
That's right, Jimmy Graham. That's another good
Jimmy
one.
Jimmy Graham.
Rodgers and Green Bay.
Nope. Not really. There were a few here and there, but nothing stands out. Cookie didn't come to litter.
Do you remember when Favre was there? It was the 2000 draft. Didn't they draft a tight end named Bubba Franks?
They did, from Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they had another Tennessee. David Martin was a guy from tight end from Tennessee that was okay in college, but got the opportunity with the Packers and really came into his own.
All right, we said the Saints. That was basically Jimmy Graham was coming on, I think.
Yeah, Drew Brees was.
Pittsburgh in 08?
Nope.
No. Giants in 07?
Nope.
Colts in 06 was
Dallas Clark.
Steelers in 05.
I had Hines Ward, but nobody, yeah.
Patriots in 04.
Who's the guy on SEC Network that's going to beat up Peter Burns for running his mouth? What's that guy's name?
Oh.
Daniel Graham.
Yeah.
Daniel Graham was
and
a
then,
good go-to and then for him.
03.
Same thing.
Tampa in 02.
Brad Johnson didn't really have.
That was the defense one. That
yep.
I mean. Patriots in 01.
Vrabel.
Yeah. I mean, really? Right. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Eight touchdowns for Brady.
Ravens in 2000.
Shannon Sharp.
That's right.
Dilfer found a combo, but that defense won. But Shannon Sharp was the guy.
Rams in 99.
No, not really.
And but Titans, Ted Frank.
There you go.
Broncos in 98, 97 had Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
So he has three Super Bowls?
I think so.
Packers in 96.
Was Keith Jackson on that Packers team for Favre? But his go-to was it Antonio Brooks? I know Andre Rison was on that team. Desmond Howard was on that team. Reggie White was on that team. So I don't remember exactly.
And then you had the Cowboys in the 90s that you mentioned.
Novacek.
Niners in 94.
Was it? Do you have Brent Jones still around then?
I don't know. Yeah. It's all you now.
Yeah, I get it, brother.
Redskins in 91.
No, that was Mark Rippon didn't really have a tight end. I mean, there was one there, but another that stands out.
Giants in 90.
So that would have been – was Bavaro on that 90 team? I know he's on the 86 team. I don't remember because it was Hostetler was the quarterback in 90 that got him to the promised land and one of the greatest upsets of all time, knocking over the Bills.
Niners in 89 and 88.
Montana had Taylor and Rice and Brent Jones and Roger Craig and Tom Rathman.
Redskins in 87.
No, he had – no, because that was – that's Doug Williams. No, he just threw the ball deep. And
Bears in 85?
Bears did not.
Which is interesting because their coach was
– a tight end. The Bear – I don't remember what that tight end was. It was Emery Moorhead maybe was the Bears, number 87?
Niners in 84?
I wouldn't Brent Jones, but it was another tight end. Went on to be a doctor. I forget what it is now.
Raiders in 83.
Hasselbeck's dad was on that team.
Okay, that's right, yeah. The late Don Hasselbeck.
Yep.
Redskins in 82.
They had the Smurfs, all the wide receivers that were under 5'5" that were out there.
Niners in 81.
No.
I mean, who was the receiver? Dwight Clark?
Dwight Clark was great.
I mean, he was kind of bigger, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah.
From Clemson. That's the catch that spun football into a different world.
And then we'll stop with the Raiders in 80.
No, I remember.
Okay. Well, that was a fun little
That was a little fun. Helped my cognitive memory.
Oh, Sean says McCaffrey in 90.
No, he was a big wide receiver.
Right, but I mean, I think he's saying like 90. Ed McCaffrey?
Can't be.
Or McCaffrey. Not Ed McCaffrey.
His dad. That was Ed McCaffrey, right?
Yeah. The same one that was with the Broncos?
Yeah, that's not him. That's a different. I mean, a different guy. Got to be a different guy that's happening there. The 90, the Giants in 90?
All right.
Because McCaffrey's my age. He wouldn't have been on the team. He came out with the Broncos, I think.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of McCaffreys. So
would have been Ed McCaffrey.
With the Giants?
With the Giants?
No, Bavaro was on the team.
Says 91-93, Ed McCaffrey at the Giants.
So he's not on the Super Bowl.
So we're looking at the 90 season.
It's a 90 season. It's all right, though. I mean, you're realizing the importance of tight ends throughout history. I mean, all of them. And with the Titans, you had Delaney, you had Frank. I mean, I still think Frank would have been a Hall of Famer.
You know who the fullback was on that team?
Rand Carthon. Or his dad.
Maurice
Carthon. Yep. Yeah.
Otis Anderson was the halfback, and then you had Stephen Baker, Mark Ingram, Mark Bavaro. That was your
– compare that team to the 90 Bills team. There's no way the Giants should have won that Super Bowl. There is no way because the Bills could not be stopped with Thurman Thomas and Andre Reed and Jim Kelly. They couldn't – had the no huddle. They could not be stopped. And Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick put together one of the greatest coaching Super Bowl performances of all time. Of all time.
Well, and here's the defense. Eric Dorsey, Eric Howard, John Washington, Carl Banks, Steve Dossi, Pepper Johnson, Lawrence Taylor, Mark Collins, Everson Walls, Greg Jackson, and Myron Guyton.
Pretty good. Myron Guyton. I think he played at Eastern Kentucky. But you look at that defense, I mean, it's just they all play their tails off, man. 11-on-11. Nothing special about him. Got it. And Otis Anderson was – hell, he was my age back then and just ran over everybody. And their game plan was, I remember Belichick and Parr, it's like, let's keep the ball on our side as long as we can. Milk the clock. Don't let the Bills have the ball at all. And that's how they won the game. Actually, they won the end. They scored more points.
We didn't mention Tony Gonzalez, who's one of the greatest tight ends of all time. But he never had – like he had – when he went to Atlanta, he had Matt Ryan, and that was a pretty good combo. They should have won a Super Bowl, and they screwed that up. But it's crazy he never won a Super Bowl. But he never had the great quarterback in Kansas City.
Who did he have? He had the quarterback from Alabama.
Brody Croyle.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Good memory. Didn't really have one to put him
over. I think Kyle Orton went there briefly. God, I mean, Matt Cassel.
Cassel?
I mean, he had a ton.
Who did Cassel go with to the Chiefs?
Vrabel.
Right. Good job. Yep. Yeah.
That was what pissed Vrabel off.
That's right.
That trade?
I got traded.
615-737-1025. So, would you take George Kittle? Would you what would you give up to get George Kittle? I don't think it would take a whole lot, honestly. You'd have to pay him, but I think you could figure that out.
What do you think they'd want? Would you give a second rounder for George Kittle?
Not 35. I wouldn't give him 35.
Well, the trade's off then.
I think you could do, I think honestly, I think you could do it for like a fourth and maybe something from next year. I don't think it would take a whole lot because they don't want to pay him. And if you're willing to pay him, then they'll let him go, you know, a little easier.
I got a little experiment I want to do with you. It just popped in my mind about the draft.
This is a family show.
It is a family show, isn't it? About guys drafting the fourth round and on.
Okay.
And whether they contribute or not. Because I think we put a lot of value in these fourth and fifth rounders, and we maybe get 10% return.
Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Tuesday. 615-737-1025. Would you take George Kittle? Oh, okay. All right. I forgot about that. So Tony Gonzalez, we said who was the quarterback? Trent Green. I forgot Trent Green was in Kansas City.
Yeah.
They spent a lot of time together. Good call. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Trent Green. Always a footnote in history. You know why?
Because he's the one that got hurt and opened the door for Kurt Warner.
In a meaningless preseason game in 99.
I'm one of those people, whenever I hear Trent Green's name or see him on TV or whatever, and he does a fantastic job, where I'm like a little pissed off at him.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Do you know who is really, really good friends with Trent Green and played football with him in Indiana?
I do not.
Our buddy Sudzo.
Oh, wow. That's
They're
cool.
Very, very good friends.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Weren't there two guys that got hurt?
Tony Banks was on that team. And Tony Banks ended up getting another Super Bowl the next following year, if I remember correctly, with the Ravens after that. Tony Banks, Derek's buddy from Michigan State. But then Warner stepped up and the rest
is history. I think Warner went into training camp as the third string quarterback.
Probably. Maybe fourth string.
Yeah.
There's that one video on that video, picture of he's with the Packers. He's fifth string.
Yeah. He was like a camp arm.
All it was. And then he blows. I'll never forget that 99 season when they start out 6-0 and they came here.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of false start Fred Miller because they couldn't block Javon Kearse. That might have been the loudest pro stadium I've ever heard in my life that day.
Yeah.
It's nowhere near. It wouldn't rank a top 10 in college. But as far as pros were. All right, Chase, let's do this. We're talking about George Kittle, and you're giving a fourth rounder for him. I'm going to go back to 2010. These are Titans, and you give me a yay or nay. These are Titans players drafted in the fourth and fifth round. This 2010. Their first pick in the fourth round 2010 was a guy I think I give a thumbs up for, Alteron Verner.
He was good. He was a good corner. He got paid by Tampa.
That's right.
I think. Yeah, yep. But no, he was good.
Robert Johnson went after him in the fifth round. Rusty Smith in the sixth round.
Good blues musician, Robert Johnson.
He was.
Yeah.
Let's go to 2011, fourth rounder, Colin McCarthy. Would have been good had he not kept getting injured. Running back in the fifth round of 2011, Jamie Harper. Don't remember him at all.
I remember him, but yeah, he didn't make much of an impact.
36 carries for 74 yards. Good job, Jamie. 2012, fourth rounder, Cody Sensabaugh. Cornerback.
He was okay.
Taylor Thompson, tight end, went in the fifth round.
Nope.
So basically we've got in 3 years, we've got one Alteron Verner that's taken the fourth round that would have stuck with us.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say he was – because he was a starter pretty quick. I think.
Yep. 2013 in the fourth round, they took Brian Schwenke, a center out of California. No. And then fifth round, LeVar Edwards, a defensive end out of LSU. Terrible.
Schwenke started a couple of years.
Schwenke played 80 games, 60 games
okay.
for them. They didn't give me how many he started there. So, yeah, okay. So 2000. So we're just showing you the fourth and
sixth
round.
Yeah, I mean, like, doesn't blow you away.
But this is fun. 2014, Goldmine, Daquan Jones. Still playing.
I forgot he played here.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's still playing as of last year.
Daquan Jones. That's right. Yeah. Okay, that's a good one.
Marqueston Huff was a running back out of, DB out of Wyoming.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they took Avery Williamson. Went in the fifth round that year. So they got lucky with that guy.
Can I tell you something really funny about this exercise? And this is where I think the Titans are going to have a problem. A lot of these names that you're throwing out there that, you know, especially if we talk about guys that literally had a cup of coffee, maybe half a cup of coffee, I remember their name. And you know why I remember their name? Because I remember Mike Keith saying their name. And I hear Mike Keith's voice saying their name.
Daquan Jones.
Listening to either a preseason game or, you know, whenever they had their cup of coffee.
Now, this is why I think the 49ers would not give a fourth. I think it's a third rounder for Kittle. I know the Titans don't have one, but they're not going
after that. Look, they can have next year's and figure it out next year.
15, Angelo Blackson, still in the league. Still playing in the league.
Is he really?
Yep. It says here, it says 2024, still playing. Jalston Fowler, the fullback out of Alabama.
Yeah.
What a disastrous pick. Remember that Colts game?
I mean, he lasted for a while here.
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
David
longer than you or me.
David Cobb from Minnesota went in the fifth round. So this is great. All right, let's go to 2016. That's the draft they hit on. But these are the fifth rounders. Tajay Sharp, LeSean Sims.
They didn't have a fourth rounder?
They didn't. Remember they had Conklin, Kevin Dodd, Avery Johnson, Derrick Henry, Kevin Byard. I mean, they hit.
Austin Johnson.
What'd I say?
Avery.
Austin Johnson. Yeah. Can't read there. So they hit on those. All right. Well, let's get this up now to the 2020 draft. See just how bad it gets.
Do we have to?
Larrell Murchison in the fifth rounder out of North Carolina State. Mm. He was awful. Mm. They took a quarterback, Cole McDonald, out of Hawaii.
He had a farm.
He did have a farm.
Cole McDonald.
Fourth rounders, 21. Des Fitzpatrick.
Terrible.
Rashad Weaver came with all this hype and was awful.
Yeah.
And then Racy McMath.
Rashad Weaver had a, according to Vrabel sometimes, I think had a toughness problem.
Okay. All right.
Is what I gathered from
2022. This is a real fun one.
And they traded up to get Des Fitzpatrick and passed on Amon-Ra St.
Brown. That's right. They sure did. Good job there. So 2022 draft, fourth round, Hassan Hoskins, who's now gone. Chig, Kyle Phillips, Theo Jackson. All these guys still in the league, and unfortunately, only one plays for the Titans.
Kyle Phillips, I was really excited about, and he just couldn't stay healthy.
And dropping
but
punts.
He was your, like, he reminded me, I'm not going to say he reminded me of, but could have been like that Edelman, you know, Humphreys, Welker type. That slot receiver.
White guy?
Yeah.
Just say that. It's okay. You can say that. That's
fine. Speedy little white guy.
Drew
that played,
Bennett 2.0?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, so the 23 draft. I mean, this 23 draft overall, Chase, is awful. It's just Skoronski, Levis, Spears, Josh Wiley, Jalen Duncan, and Colton Dowell. I don't count Colton Dowell there. He's a seventh rounder. Those seventh rounders away. But that's a
Spears was the third rounder, and then –
No fourth. Josh Wiley. That's terrible.
Again, that's a guy that has been disappointing and had potential.
So going back, if I'm trading George Kittle, I want a third or second. I don't want. I'm not taking your fourth rounder. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Well. Okay. So here, now answer this question coming up next, and I want the people to answer this too. 615-737-1025. You don't have a third round pick this year. We're sitting here talking about different scenarios where you can get a third round pick. Would you basically do this for the third year in a row, trade your third round pick next year to get George Kittle? Don't answer that yet. We'll answer it coming up next. It's Chase and Big Joe. here on a Tuesday, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.
They might try and move into that third round, potentially move back at 35 in order to do that. What's your sense on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I get a lot of people asking me lately if they potentially, after picking somebody at one, whether they potentially try to get back in the first round and get one of those receivers. And I'm a little bit more skeptical about that, because like all Mike Bergonzi's talked about, all Chad Brink have talked about, is trying to acquire as many picks as possible. I think I'd be hard for us to think they're going to move up into the first round to get somebody. You never say never. You know, this is Mike Bergonzi's first draft. You don't know how he's going to do things. But I think the more likely scenario, yeah, is they try to trade back at certain points in this draft and get more picks. And, you know, they can't be satisfied right now with having one and then having 35 and then calling it a day after, you know, the first three rounds. And I think you're going to try to get as many picks as possible.
It was Jim Wyatt on our show last week. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. A few texts on the George Kittle conversation. Liam says, a 31-year-old tight end, they're getting a 5 or a 6 max. I kind of agree with that. Like, you're saying, you know, then don't do it. I mean, you don't have to overpay. I'd love to have George Kittle here. But again, that's a safety blanket piece. That's why I'm wanting to bring him here. So I'm not going to overpay.
Again, and sorry, Texter, not to knock on you, but can we stop with the age thing? He's not like he's 55. These guys are in great shape, take care of their bodies. 31 is fine. When you hit 30, you automatically don't like, oh, my God, I'm 30, I'm done. Come on, didn't Brady show us this? I mean, other guys have shown this throughout. Like, you can still play. Kevin Mawai played well into his late 30. I mean, you sure can do this.
I'm not knocking that, but, I mean, again, you have to be realistic. Like, you got to build for the future while giving him some pieces to work with now. Ron says, here we go again, trying to get another injured player. No, I wouldn't. Again, well, then don't give up a lot for him.
Okay.
You still got to field a team.
Yeah.
and quite frankly, your tight ends you have on the roster right now aren't very good.
They're not very – you're right. They're bad. So I'd rather have Kittle.
I mean, I you know, I know there's been a case made for Chig that
– he's, you know, terrible.
He's okay. Man, I'm not a fan. An interesting unrelated but an interesting stat that I just saw and by the way, those of you asking me about WrestleMania and Monday Night Raw, we'll talk about it. We haven't done that yet, but a few people keep texting in asking about it. What I thought about all of that. Thank you, Stone Cold. Don't run into barriers. Well, now I've lost it. Basically the Steelers have now moved in as the favorite to draft Shedeur Sanders. The Saints were the favorite. Now it's the Steelers.
Okay. Why are the Steelers moving up?
That's a great question.
Somebody throwing this out there?
I guess. And Peter Schrager said on ESPN that the Browns and the Giants are now fielding trade calls.
Here we go. Let's do it. Got to add the Titans to that.
No. It's not going to happen. They're going to take – they're going to take Cam Ward.
And then fire Callahan in January, and we start all over again.
Probably.
Yep.
They shouldn't, but probably.
So they'll go get a quarterback, get a receiver in the second round, won't get a third rounder, and then they'll draft guys in the fourth, fifth, and sixth round that we will never hear from after this year. All right. Can't wait. When you could get seven or eight guys. I mean, there's scenarios you can get six of the first 103 guys. You make a few. Six of the first 103, man. Six guys. Not two. Plug these guys in. Let them go. Rebuild this team, not a player at a time. This is terrible.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, I'm with you. Get as many as you possibly can. But
so Thursday night, my son's got his last senior high school play. I've got to go to it Thursday night. And it's the same time the draft is. I know that they're going to draft Cam Ward, and I'm going to scream a profanity in the middle of this performance. That's how mad I'll be.
He has something Friday, too, right?
And Saturday.
Yeah.
But it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
But the first round is Thursday night, right when the play starts.
Yeah.
No. So I need them to trade before that to figure it out.
Look, Mike Bergonzi, Chad Brinker, and Brian Callahan are speaking today at 1 o'clock. If you want to go to the facility and say, would you please do this?
I'd
love to know their answer.
I would be okay with it if we're on the same page that this guy's the answer, but I don't think he is. I think he's even close to
I think they have
that.
Convinced themselves that he is. And then it's up to the coaching staff to turn him into something.
It's going to be something.
Yep.
When Max Crosby plants him on the turf or wherever they play.
Now we got Tommy saying Simmons for Kittle, a second and a third.
All day. Look, chaos.
If you got them to agree to that, then all day. Okay, I might consider it.
Give me chaos, man. Whatever it takes, whatever it is. Make 37 trades this weekend. I would love it. I would absolutely love it.
Coming up next, I think you. Speaking of trades, there has essentially been a quarterback trade in college football.
This is great.
We will discuss that coming up next here on Chasing Big Joe. Vandy baseball is in action today at the Hawk. They're taking on the Blue Raiders of MTSU. Pregame at 5:45. The first pitch at 6. You can also listen on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com.